Peter.
Estrela.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to our channel. Today, we have some significant developments to discuss in the ongoing conflict between Ukraine and Russia. Ukrainian forces have made a major breakthrough, and we'll dive into the details of this critical moment in the conflict. Ukrainian forces have achieved a significant milestone by breaking through Russia's initial defensive barrier near Zaporizhia. This comes after weeks of extensive mine clearance efforts. Brigadier General Oleksandr Tarnovsky, the commanding general of the Southern Counteroffensive, shared some insights into this achievement. The Ukrainian forces are now expanding their presence on both sides of this breach and securing the territory they've acquired in recent combat. It's a significant step forward in their mission. He estimated that Russia allocated the majority of its time and resources, roughly 60%, to constructing the first defensive line, with only about 20% each allocated to the second and third lines, primarily due to Moscow's underestimated expectations of Ukrainian forces breaking through. Now, let's talk about the challenges Ukrainian forces faced during this offensive. The Russians are now more active in their maneuvers, and Ukrainian troops have resumed using their tanks and armored vehicles. Moscow has responded to this pressure by redeploying troops from previously occupied areas, both within Ukraine and Russia itself. So, how is Russia responding to this situation? Let's find out. Tarnovsky, with his impressive track record, seems confident about the future progress of Ukrainian forces. Now, let's talk about the broader strategy here, the summer counteroffensive. It's an ambitious plan, but Tarnovsky acknowledges that the most challenging battles may lie ahead. Unfortunately, the summer counteroffensive faced a prolonged standstill, marked by casualties and seemingly unchanging front lines. Let's discuss why this happened. Russian troops had entrenched themselves within concrete bunkers, positioned behind anti-tank obstacles, and shielded by a densely packed and exposed minefield. Any vehicles, whether for demining or assault purposes, that approached this area faced heavy artillery fire from fortified, unyielding positions. However, in their characteristic fashion of surprising the world with their resilience against the Russian army, Ukrainian forces persisted. During the night, infantry units ventured out to meticulously clear a path through the minefield, progressing cautiously meter by meter in the darkness. Brigadier General Tarnovsky emphasized a substantial contrast between the first and second lines of defense. Let's explore that. So, the terrain is now more favorable for Ukrainian forces. When asked about the slow progress in breaching Russian lines during another offensive further east along the enemy's defensive line, Tarnovsky explained that this offensive had different objectives. He also mentioned that Ukraine was preparing surprise offensives to wear down Moscow's forces. He refrained from specifying any timelines for reaching major objectives like Melitopol or the Sea of Azov coastline, but emphasized that the fighting would persist. It's clear that the road ahead won't be easy. Finally, let's touch upon the diplomatic efforts and the stance within Ukraine regarding negotiations. The sluggish military advancements during the summer have strengthened the voices in Western capitals advocating for negotiations with Vladimir Putin as a means to bring an end to the war. However, this stance has faced staunch opposition within Ukraine. Many Ukrainians believe that only a complete defeat of Russia can prevent further invasions. They argue that any agreement that rewards Moscow for its use of force would provide an incentive for Russia to pursue such actions against in the future. In conclusion, Ukrainian forces have made a significant breakthrough in the conflict, but challenges still lie ahead. The summer counteroffensive is a critical phase, and it remains to be seen how the situation will evolve. We'll continue to keep you updated on the latest developments in this ongoing conflict. Thank you for tuning in, and if you found this video informative, don't forget to like and subscribe for more updates on this and other global events. Stay safe, and we'll see you in the next video.